Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey everybody, this is Frank Whaley on the side of the side of the side side of the side over here right now. And yeah, ho, 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 yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
I was trying out my new introduction.
You're like riffing.
It's no good.
But it's just ho, ho, hey, hey, yo, whoa, yo, yeah, ho, ho.
I'm going to go back to the,
ho, ho, ho.
I'm going to go back to the lab and get a new intro.
So today is Friday, January 28th. We're getting a late start here today.
Well, yeah, man, it's a busy life, you know, getting ready over here for, what do they call it? A rock blizzard, snow blizzard.
Rock blizzard.
What are they calling a snow catastrophe?
So they're calling it a
what do they call that?
A bomb
cyclone. Yeah. So last time they were forecasting a bomb cyclone.
Snowmageddon didn't happen.
We
canceled fun plans that we had with people. We were supposed to have dinner with fun people in the city, and we were like, can't come. It's snowmageddon. And then nothing.
We were supposed to have dinner with
Don't tell people who we were supposed to have dinner with. They were very famous people.
Well, yeah, Walter Matthau and Betty White.
And unfortunately, that would have been the last time we saw those two crazy kooks together. Because
yeah, and who's the woman? And another person was invited too. The woman who was nominated for a Golden Globe, won the Golden Globe, and she didn't really deserve it. What was her name again?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
I don't know.
No, in the 80s.
Lots of people get a Golden Globe and they don't deserve it.
It would have been really funny if I could remember her name.
Oh, Pia Zadora.
Yes, Pia Zadora was also supposed to come. But Snowmageddon stopped it all from happening.
Oh my God, I wonder if you had been a younger man, I bet you would have dated Pia Zadora, someone like that.
I would have jumped at an opportunity to get down with Pia Zadora.
Is she still around?
Yeah, alive? I'm sure she's still alive.
How are you sure?
Because I would know if Pia Zadora died. I'm crazy for obituaries, especially Hollywood obituaries. When people die, I don't know why, I love to read it. One of my favorite things when we were in our times living in California was getting the Los Angeles Times simply to read the obituaries, because there's always some like production designer from the 30s who was, you know, like an alcoholic or some, you know, the actress from, you know, who appeared on The Munsters and MacGyver. And
you're just hoping that because that lady who did a bunch of guest spots on some stuff got her obituary in the... What are you doing?
What? I hit the wrong button, girl.
I'm looking at the official Pia Zadora Instagram.
Let me tell you something regarding
she's,
my obituary.
She's
She is. She's definitely wrong. But regarding my obituary, I have no problems. I have no fear that my obit won't be. I think we've discussed this in the past. My obituary, I know exactly what it will look like, what it will sound like, how long it will be. It'll hit, you know, it'll hit all the streaming services, entertainment services. If Twitter is still such a thing, it'll probably be trending on Twitter. For an hour or two.
Is Liza Minnelli still alive?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go to Pia Zadora's Instagram page, I literally thought I was looking at a Liza Minnelli impersonator. But this is apparently Liza Minnelli. So everybody drop what you're doing and go to official Pia Zadora. She's not verified on Instagram. And like the fourth photo down, which is from June 6th, 2019... I'm gonna show it to you right now, Frank. Can you tell me what you think you're looking at here?
And after they go to that, they should go and buy some bobbleheads.
Well, you're gonna be looking at a couple of bobbleheads. Pia Zadora is a life-size bobblehead.
What are you talking about? She looks great.
But look at Liza Minnelli. Tell me you didn't think that was a Liza impersonator.
Well, yeah, but that's. I think that's.
Pia looks amazing.
Yeah, I think you're being mean. I don't know what's wrong with you. You should be nicer.
I mean, Liza Minnelli.
Liza looks
great.
Girl,
they have makeup tutorials on YouTube that will show you how to put on your makeup.
I don't think that's warranted. Or
she's got like insane contouring going on under this chin.
Who doesn't?
And oh my God!
You should see the contouring I have going on between my legs.
I don't know what's happened. All of a sudden, I can't talk. All of a sudden, I've lost my voice. I think maybe I have COVID.
My wishes have come true.
So here's something that...
Before you go on, I want to apologize for the remark I made about the remark. That's my upstate New York. I want to apologize for the remark I made a few minutes ago about the contouring between my legs. That was
crass.
It was gross. It's not okay. I apologize.
I mean, Pia and Liza are best friends. Okay, anyway, I'm putting away her Instagram. Did you hear what Sean Penn said? I'm going to get your take on this and see if you agree or disagree with Mr. Sean Penn. I know you're a huge fan of it. So
I love Sean Penn.
You're not likely to disagree with Sean Penn. But he said that he thinks that men in American culture have become wildly feminized.
Hold on, my manager's calling.
Okay, now that we are done taking care of business, are you done with taking care of your business, Frank?
Yeah, my manager just called to tell me my career's in the shithole.
So did you hear what I said about Sean Penn? Do you want me to repeat that?
Sean Penn was talking about the contours between my legs.
Sean Penn said...
Am I right or wrong?
Sean Penn said that he believes men in American culture have become wildly feminized.
I hope so.
He says, I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women has anything to do with masculinity or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. Well, who's becoming a woman? Then he said...
Is Sean Penn menstruating?
Oh, my God, Frank. He said, there are...
Otherwise, he's not becoming a woman.
He said that, no, you can be a woman and not menstruate.
You're right. Sorry about that.
There are a lot of, I think, cowardly...
Strike that remark from the record.
Stricken. There are a lot of, I think, cowardly genes that lead to people surrendering their genes and putting on a skirt.
By the way, I have a really hard time saying the word menstruate.
Don't say it then.
But how do you say it?
Menstruating.
You're not pronouncing the R-U. Menstruating. It's not menstruating.
Oh,
it's menstruating.
I don't actually say that word that much. I don't know many people who do.
Gynecologists, doctors. I'm just wondering. Menstruating?
Menstruation.
Okay, so you said before menstruating.
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 That's like how I say Marlboro instead of Marlboro.
Menstruating. It's like that sounds like a group of men becoming erect at the same time. Menstruating. But menstruating.
So he's saying, Sean Penn is saying that it's cowardly. It's a sign of cowardly genetics for men to wear a skirt.
That's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous because, first of all, have you been to Scotland? Second of all.
But also, like, there's certain cultures where men wear robes and flowing garbs.
That's what I'm talking about. But
dummy.
But also.
I'm surprised at him.
But also, why is it cowardly to associate cowardice with a skirt? I think it's pretty freaking bold. I think Sean Penn is too big of a coward to ever wear a skirt.
I think it's cowardly for Sean Penn to marry and divorce so many different younger women.
This article that I'm reading is from the New York Post, and they include
a photo
of our podcast favorite, Harry Styles, who, as you know, has worn skirts. He wore a skirt on the cover of Vogue. He dressed as Dorothy for one of his Halloween shows. And he looks amazing in a skirt.
I would never wear a skirt, only because my rear end is just too flat. You have to have, I think, you look better, the more rounded or larger your rear end is, the better you look in a skirt. And it should be a tight-fitting skirt.
I don't think Sean Penn would look good in a skirt, but I also don't think he has the balls to pull it off.
Which is fortunate. Otherwise, his balls would be hanging out of his skirt.
Frank, do you want a letter? You going to answer my question?
What am I supposed to say? No? Why not? Whatever. I'm sitting here.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Heather.
It says, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Whaley. Why do people always call us Mr. and Mrs. Whaley?
I'm not a thousand years old. What?
I was never called Mrs. Whaley until I moved to Connecticut. Nobody calls people Mr. and Mrs. in New York City. Sorry.
I wouldn't mind being called Mrs. Whaley. Unlike Sean Penn, he probably thinks it's cowardly for me to be called Mrs. Whaley.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Whaley. I'm a longtime listener to the WFH, And I really enjoy you guys and do take some of what you say to heart, especially Mrs. Whaley, since we are the same age. So then don't call me Mrs. Whaley. My name is Heather. You can call me Heather. Since we are the same age and gender also, I think Mr. Whaley is mostly tongue-in-cheek. However,
what the hell is this person talking about?
You guys were recently discussing donating your body in the case of death. And
what is FH? What are they? What, you lost me when they were talking about WFH.
Whaley Family Hour. That's this podcast.
Oh.
So this is what this is. We're getting right now to the point of this person writing in.
And I'm tongue-in-cheek. Okay, then what?
However, you guys were recently discussing donating your body in the case of death, and I took umbrage with something Mr. Whaley
donating
said.
What?
Our bodies, and if we died, would you donate your body to science?
I thought you said in a case of death.
Yeah, after death.
Oh, in the case of death.
In the case of death.
Okay.
And she took umbrage with
I thought she was saying, I'm going to donate my body into a case of death.
Oh, God, no. That's a case of death. What's that?
A case of death.
Jesus.
Like a big case.
Like a big case with no way to breathe.
Or just like a case coffin. With like dead things and people. Case of death.
He said he would not donate organs, and that troubles me because a close friend of mine is alive today because of someone's donated kidney. I love you, Mr. Whaley, but I think you're dead wrong on this one. That's a clever play on words. That's clever. Also, I am really enjoying you in Ghost. Thanks. And this is from Janelle in Philadelphia.
What the hell?
I like Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a great
yeah,
great
Philadelphia. Oh, they live. That's
got
the, that's
cool
a
museum.
City of brotherly love, girl.
They've got really pretty looking streets.
They got what do you call it?
They got your Liberty Bell there. They got your Mint. They got your Constitution Hall.
Well, that's where they signed the
Declaration of Independence. You got all your history.
That's right.
Your history's mysteries. So it's
annoying
true.
Voice.
It is true that organ donation is vital and
let me just try to address what this person is saying. So we were talking about not wanting to donate our organs, and she has a problem with me, takes umbrage, as she says, with me because her friend. I'm glad her friend is alive with the kidney. I don't want somebody walking around with my body. Parts inside of them, because I believe that at some point I may need those things. I don't want to be walking around in the afterlife like in, you know, Scottsdale, Arizona. If I'm reborn, and somehow I don't know the rules. Somehow
if you're
I'm
reborn. You'll have all new stuff.
How do you know this?
You're not reborn with whatever you had in the last.
How do
life.
You know?
Because,
how do you know?
Because we would all be reborn like missing stuff.
No. What? No. Maybe. How do you know I'm not going to be reborn with my entire body and face and everything else, but just in a different period of time? I might need this shit.
You know, I think that I would be totally fine with my body being parts of my body being donated, but only if it's for like a live organ donation. I don't want some
anyway,
med student.
I think we already talked about this at one point. This woman has a problem with it, and I'm going to just say to her what I say to everyone. Not my problem.
Jeez.
I need my body parts now and forever. I'm going to keep them all intact until I do want to be, I do want to get burnt up in the end. That's that. One thing I will say about death, and I'm going to make this public.
Oh, gosh.
When I die.
To bring everyone down on a Friday.
When I die, I don't want you having sexual intercourse with anyone else. And I want everyone to hear that. I don't want you ever having any kind of joyful experience like that. You can do anything else. You can garden, knit, sew, cook, bake. There's plenty of other shit, Heather.
I can sew and cook and bake. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
You're worse than Sean Penn. That's so sexist, what you just said.
You can wear a skirt. No, those are things you love to do. But I don't want you having intercourse with anyone else. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, Heather. And I'm saying it publicly. And come down on me, lady from Philadelphia, if you don't think that's true. But A, I'm not donating any of my organs, unless it's a Wurlitzer. And I'm not giving the go-ahead for you to partake in any kind of what do you call it? Sexual intercourse with anybody when I'm gone. That's it. That's it.
Oh my God. You're out of your mind. I'm going to be on Tinder so fast. Okay. So I have an update.
Go ahead.
That actually was Eliza impersonator that I was looking at on Pia Zadora's Instagram. She has a show in Las Vegas, Pia's Place. And I think it's like a bar or something, and like a bunch of celebrity impersonators walk around.
Well, thank God you cleared that
up. Yeah. Sorry, Liza. I mean, and I didn't mean to insult this person's makeup, which they've actually made themselves look a lot like, realistically, enough like Liza Minnelli that I thought it was like Liza Minnelli just needed a makeup tutorial.
But I think you've made several comments regarding gender and so forth that could easily get you canceled here today.
Listen, if you're in the Northeast like we are, hunker down. Don't do anything crazy, like try to go out and, you know, go for joyride in the middle of the Snowmageddon.
That's right, Heather.
And I hope you've gotten all the things you need to lay low. I know we stocked up on wine. And what else do we get?
And if I'm dead, keep your hands off Heather, all you men.
Jesus.
And women.
You know where to reach me. You can reach me at whaleyfamilyhour@gmail.com.
And y'all can reach me via Cameo. Come on, hit me up on Cameo. Valentine's Day is coming up. I'll
Oh, you could do people's proposals.
I'll record poetry, poems, my original poems, and I'll appear nude from the neck up.
This is not very good podcast content.